Employees under 30 make up the smallest percentage of the federal workforce in the last 40 years. The Wall Street Journal reports only 7% of federal employees are under 30 right now. Part of the solution may lie in how you hire people for your agency. Virginia Hill's national president of Young Government Leaders. She has some ideas on starting your interaction with a potential employee at the very beginning, at the interview. Virginia, it's great to talk to you as always. The interview is something I don't think in all of the times that I've talked about the federal government and hiring that I've ever discussed before. Why do you think the interview is such an integral part of bringing somebody into the organization?
Well, thanks, Francis. I agree. It's kind of an under-talked about topic. And the reason that it's been on my mind lately is because I actually went into one of the world's worst job interviews recently. And so I started to think about the importance of that first impression that's given from the agency to the candidate. Of course, we kind of think about this job market and we think that everyone's looking for a job. But truly, in order to get the right people and the best people into your agency, you want to be selling them just as much as they're selling themselves when they come into the interview. So I think it really is a topic that maybe agencies should focus on a little bit more.
The part of that that strikes me as interesting is I hear from everybody who advises job candidates about how they go and do the interview is you have to focus on how you're going to add value to the organization. Your credentials don't matter as much. Your experience doesn't matter as much. Your background doesn't matter as much. Highlight what you can add value-wise to the organization to make it better, and that requires understanding the mission. Now, if there's one thing it's easy to understand, I guess, about a federal agency, it's usually the mission of the agency. It's pretty clear. But that part of it where the employer, the interviewer, has to focus on adding value has probably been historically neglected. How are we going to add value to you, potential employee, to impress you to want to come and work here?
Absolutely. If it's a candidate that you feel strongly about enough to bring in for an interview, then you likely are highly interested in hiring them. Or perhaps even just your top candidates, you really want to be thinking about, how am I providing a good impression to this person? You know, one of the first and foremost things that agencies need to think more about is hospitality. Maybe that sounds like a weird word, but really welcoming the person, especially if it's an in-person interview, something as simple as meeting them at the visitor's gate, helping them to navigate through security, maybe even pre-clearing them through security could make a really nice impression. Or in the case where people are tied up as the interview panelists, perhaps sending somebody else from the office. They could meet one of their prospective colleagues. Or for the fellowship program that I run, Presidential Management Fellows, we have an actual fellow go meet somebody at the visitor's gate and then walk them to the building of the interview. That makes such a good impression that we really care. We've thought about the detail of you coming here. We know you're coming. We anticipate you coming. And we're going to help you to navigate our campus so that you can get where you need to go. You know, it puts the interviewer or interviewee at ease, too. No one likes an awkward interview. So if you can put the interviewee at ease, help them to get where they need to go so that they can perform their best in the interview, that's a win-win for both.
I like the way that you present this as selling. And when I think of selling, I don't think of selling as trying to get somebody to do something they don't want to do. I think about the positive definition of selling, which is sharing enthusiasm about something with someone to convince them that they will see the same and or enjoy the same enthusiasm that you do. That's the textbook definition of sales. And I think that fits with what you're talking about interviews tremendously well. All the things that you're talking about are important components of that. But that overall enthusiasm about, man, it's great to be here. There are a lot of cool things that are going on here. Let me show you how you're going to grow and develop and be a better person by being a part of what we're doing is the selling aspect that I see. And it sounds like that's what you're talking about too, Virginia.
It absolutely is. And it's a way for the candidate to get a view into the agency. How do things work here? How well organized are these employees? What's my supervisor going to be like if I were to accept this job? Those are all questions in an employee's mind. And so when you're able to address those and kind of set an example and show your best self as the agency, you're really doing that through the interview. They're not going to know what it's like to work at your agency other than how you maybe describe it. But just like when we communicate with each other, it's not so much what you say, it's how you say it. And the interview is really the actual how, the how you say it. And the candidate will get a glimpse into what it's like to work at the agency or to work for that specific office when they come in for the interview.
We just have a minute or so left, Virginia. What are some of, you said you had a horror story recently. What are some of the themes that run through the bad ones and the good ones?
Well, I mentioned the hospitality. That's absolutely key. I was stuck at the visitor's gate for about 20 minutes when I did this interview, and that was really hard. It got my heart rate up and got me really anxious and ended up making me a little bit late for the interview, all because of security procedures. But in addition, there were actually some good things and some bad things. I appreciated that the agency actually sent me the interview questions 1 or 2 days in advance. That was really helpful, and I've never experienced that before, but it really helped to put me at ease to know what were the competencies they were looking at, and then also, you know, help me to formulate my answers so that I could prepare for the interview accordingly. They also sent me some information about the interviewers, who they were, their titles, which also helped. A lot of interviews nowadays, though, are virtual. When it comes to a virtual interview, you can help the candidate prepare not only by sending questions, if that's something you'd like to do, but also by sending clear and concise instructions on how to use the software for the virtual interview. Nothing gets people anxious other than technical difficulties.